We're back talking about another topic that I think is important when it comes to relationships. We're focusing on lust and love and how the two intermingle. So again, K Solo, you know, he has all these different AKA names. I might need to look into that actually, but anyway, that's another show. We're here again talking about another topic that comes up a lot as you get into a relationship with someone, because sometimes it can be hard to differentiate between lust and love, because at the beginning of a relationship there's a lot of intensity of emotions and feelings, which there is definitely some desire towards that person that has a physicality to it, but it's often difficult to determine as time progresses, like if it's evolving into something more serious or if it's something that's just more of a physical nature. So we want to talk a little bit about those two things today. So what's on your mind, Kay? I see you.
We waking up? Okay. Good morning, everybody. As you can tell, crust is still in my eyes, and this is pretty much what takes place sometimes in the early a.m. or in the late p.m. Matter of fact, crust in your eyes, too. Missy,
there's listen. Never any crust in the relationship expert's eyes, but okay.
Oh, that's a whole other topic. But no, the topic, you know, of discussion during this bed talks is what Elizabeth just mentioned, you know, love and lust. What's the difference? How do both impact, I don't know, relationships or society? So I'm going to start off with this question. What is love to you, Elizabeth?
Wow. So I was thinking about this, and I you know me, I'm kind of analytical and a little clinical. So I kind of go back to the definition of love, and love is defined as having an intense feeling of deep affection, mm-hmm. and pleasure and fondness for something. But then what really kind of tripped me out a little bit is lust kind of has a similar connotation, except it's a little more on the extreme side. So when I looked at the definition of lust, it says having a very strong sexual desire. So interesting that the physicality part is a put out there first. So to me, love kind of initially can have features of lust, because when you love someone...
And vice versa.
Right. You desire
lust
them.
Lust can have features of love.
Yeah, which is why I think it could be kind of confusing for people to differentiate. But I think one is more short-term, and I think one is more long-term. So mm-hmm. I think lust is definitely there in the initial phases.
It's that quick fix.
Right, it's that quick fix.
Kind of that, I hate to use this analogy, but that crack addict, I just want this quick hit. I know it's not going to be lasting, but it's going to make me feel good right now. Compared to the permanent or the more stable side of things, love, which is a longer term. It may not be necessarily a quick fix because it's lasting, if that makes sense. But which one is more potent? The lustful side of things, when physically you're attracted to someone, sexually you're attracted to someone, or the love side of things, where intellectually, emotionally, time spent, I mean, the conversations, combo, some people call it, which one stands out more with people?
I would say the love. I mean, I will use the analogy of your children. You know, not that I know these two things tie together, but it does in a way. Like with your kids, the love is so unconditional mm-hmm. that even when you have ups and downs, they frustrate you, they disappoint you, mm-hmm. you're upset with them, you never lose sight of the love you have for them. It's always there.
It's always
it rebounds.
I think unconditional.
It's unconditional. I think in a lust situation, it could get to a point where it's about you receiving that hit or that excitement or that feeling from that person. If you don't get it, it kind of, the feelings are almost, they're inconsistent. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason people are drawn into those types of relationships is because, let's face it, they feel good. And there's a pattern there of it, you know, it's a pattern of familiarity. And it's a pattern that gives you a temporary high almost, but it's not sustainable.
And you're talking about in love, right?
I'm talking about in lust.
In lust. But lust. Okay, and see, notice how that threw me off. Because they both kind of coincide. So actually, I thought you were talking about love when you talk about the highs. In love also provides that
it
same
is.
Type
right.
of euphoria.
It does.
You know, sense of euphoria.
But I think there's a more of a stability with the love versus the lust. I think the lust could be really like much more of a roller coaster. I think the love definitely has some ebbs and flows to it, but I think it's more of a stability to it over time.
So if, okay, for example, if a person, two people just met, and in those two people meeting, they went out, had a nice time, she's in her place of residence, he's in his place of residence. What's going through her mind? Now, keep in mind, both are physically attractive, you know, but what is the thing that is standing out with both as they go back to their prospective homes? Now, keep in mind, they had a nice time. They enjoyed one another. Conversation was great. What is really standing out in their minds as they reflect on just a good evening of or a good date, per se, with this person that you are trying to get to know? The love aspect or the lust aspect?
It depends. I think I don't think you can apply one principle to everyone, but I think mm-hmm. for men, what I've heard men say is initial attraction is based on the physicality or that they're very visual.
Mm-hmm.
So for the guy going back, it may be more of the interactions, the physical attraction. For the girl, it's not to say, or the woman, it's not to say women don't too have that need or desire for someone that is physically attractive. But for a woman, I think, you know, often it depends on where they are, you know, if they want something that's more meaningful. But I would think that they're looking for more of the emotional connection. Like, how did he interact with me? Did he make me laugh? Did I feel comfortable? So it may be just a different perspective, you know, based on where the two people are at.
Right, right. And you know, I posed that question because you're right. You can't just, you know, say one size fits all.
Right.
One mindset fits all. You're right. But the overwhelming, I guess, the one that outweighs the other. Yes, physically you are attracted, which can be a part of, you know, lust. Man, boy, she looks real good. Or, man, he is, oh, boy, you know, fine or whatever the case is. That's a component of being attracted. But is it necessarily, oh, I can't wait to get into bed with her or with him after you've had a night of enjoyment or an evening of enjoying one another? What I take from that, and I guess I can base it on my past experiences, if I went out with someone, and the convo, that's why I put emphasis on the conversation was good. They were funny. You had a nice time. The place that you guys actually chose to dine at was nice. Everything just fell into place. Me, I'm going home and I'm like, wow, that was actually pretty cool. No way or association with, ooh, boy, I can't wait to get her in this bed. That's never been my take on it, because I keep putting emphasis on I enjoyed it. Now, if it's someone that in the past, you know, there was no chemistry that was, but she still looked good. Now, my mind may start to drill. Okay, she looked good. You know? Nothing else was there, but she looked good. Your mind starts to wander now in that lust for realm, if that makes sense. So that's why I put emphasis, again, I keep saying that, because I want to make sure that I drive this home, going home and thinking about someone in a more lovable way. Not saying I love her because I don't even know her, but the different mindset. Love is a softer way of attraction. And in my mind, lust is a harder way of attraction.
Yeah, I think lust is like you're going out almost with intent, right? To be, you're looking at it more from the physicality, the sexual aspects of it. Love is more endearing. I think you're looking at, like you said, their traits, their softer traits. Like, they're, you know, they have a good sense of humor. They're fun to hang out with. Man, I really like her smile. Like, I think you're looking at it a little differently than lust. Lust is just a more, like, intense push towards.
In your face. This is here. This right. is what I want. Immediate. Now. It looks good. It tastes good. It feels good.
But let's talk a little bit about, like, how lust does play into, it can play into love. Because,
mm-hmm.
like we said, in the beginning of a relationship, we, I think, you know, have all gone through patterns where mm-hmm. you can't get enough of that person. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really physically drawn to them and physically interested in mm-hmm. them. And there is that sexual attraction. But I think what makes a difference in a relationship that's just a lustful one versus one that can translate to a loving one is, can you get past that? And have you developed what you just talked about, an interest in that person beyond that
Beyond the realm. Physicality of, right. of things.
Those softer traits that you right. just talked about.
Which can be hard to do. I heard an OG say this once, and it made so much sense when just describing, you know.
And define young, an OG for people who may
oh,
not
I'm
know.
Sorry. Okay. OG is, you know, back in the, can be deemed, you know, original gangster. Original gangster of love. Original gangster of hustle. Just an OG. Someone who's been around for a while, and they got a lot of knowledge to share. So thank you, Eno, for making sure that I described that term to the masses. But he once said, just in relation to, you know, when you love somebody and you know when you just want to hit it. He said, the sex is like a consolation. Sex is the consolation you have when you can't have love. Mm. Sex is the consolation you have when you can't have love. So what he was simply saying, okay, you may not ever find this person on your side. You may not have this person as a one who really loves you or cares for you. Well, the consolation is sex. So what I drew from that was, again, the love aspect of it. Well, no, sex is not going to be immediate at times when you really are falling in love with someone. But the lust part, it can be, you know what, we're not going to get nothing else out of this deal. So let's just go ahead, for lack of better terms, intertwine, intermingle, intercourse it out.
Yeah. And what I'm also hearing what you're saying is the lust is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lust, again, is the physical, exactly, result, but the love is the more permanent.
It's the more permanent. Good example right here. Okay. A couple who had been married for 5 years. And they truly, they would sex each other like crazy. Let's just be real here. It wasn't just bed talks like we're doing, which we just simply talking it through.
Yeah.
Right. But this couple, like jackrabbits, they, and people would wonder, man, I know what, that's all they ever do. That's all they ever do. Now, some people say that wasn't love. That was just lust. Maybe it was. But this is the thing. An unfortunate incident happened to where there was an accident that took place. And I'm not going to say which one. I'll let the public decide and draw their own inference on it. But one of them were hospitalized and they became immobile, okay, for a lengthy period of time. Well, now the question came into the healthy spouse on, okay, are you still going to be attracted to the one that is now hospitalized? And to most people's surprise, there was no question. That person was a constant at the patient's or at the individual who was hospitalized bedside, and all the way through many, many months, to where they helped to nurture them back to health. When they were nurtured back to health, then the sex commenced again. Now, again, I say that because I think that was a way of saying that, no, I really do love this person that I'm with. People may have thought it was just all about the sex. Shoot, maybe I even thought it was all about the sex. Or maybe my loved one laying in this bed thought it was only about the sex. But when they realized I was there the whole time, I saw far and broader that it was not just the lust I had for this person, but it was also the love that I had for this person.
And I want to touch on that just briefly. I think, you know, in my book, I write about the different love languages. And for some people, their love language is physical touch. And so sometimes within a relationship dynamic, that could be misconstrued that you always want to have sex with me. But for some people, the physical touch isn't just about the physicality or the lust of them lusting for you. It's about them reconnecting with you. And that's how they connect with you. So for that couple, it sounds like maybe their strong connection point on both sides of their love languages was that physical touch, which is why they had a really healthy and vibrant sex life. So it's okay to desire your mate, and it's okay to lust after someone you love. But I think that the thing we have to be careful of is developing a toxic addiction to someone where it's not a relationship that can evolve into love.
In other words, no foundation.
There's no foundation.
It's all surface level.
It's all surface. It's all physicality. You know,
and that can be a danger. And before we actually end this next session of Bed Talks, which I think we try to keep it, you know, within brief. 10 minutes,
yeah.
You know, very brief. But as we continue to talk, it kind of branched out into some other things. That's why we've kind of went over our little brief discussion here. But just going to leave you guys with these questions for you to ponder over. Is lust temporary and love eternal? Is lust strictly physical and love more mental? Those are some questions that maybe you and your significant other or just you yourself can ponder over. We don't claim to have all of the answers because, trust me, as we lay here or sit here talking, we're trying to sort things through ourselves.
Absolutely. I think every relationship is a work in progress, right? And you learn as you go along, and you hopefully learn from the things that you've experienced to be better. So on that note, we'll end our bed talks, and thanks for joining us. Why are we here?